I'm just a podcaster, just a blogger, and just a soon-to-be published author. I am the fiery redhead from the podcast Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Thank you so much for joining me today at Wide Open Spaces with Elise. You can find me anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcasts. Go to wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E. You can also go to wideopenspaces.podbean.com. Now, this is episode number 150. Are you kind to your mind? Now, let's pop in our earbuds and let's evolve together. Thank you so much for joining me today as we grow, empower, and evolve together on this podcast. So this is episode number 150. Are you kind to your mind? It makes me think of the song by Lewis Capaldi, How I'm Feeling Now. And the one quote that he has in there that kind of resonates with me is, I'm always trapped inside my effing mind. And this song, if you listen to it, goes perfectly with the topic, the question that I'm asking you. Are you kind to your mind? If you've never heard the song, take a listen to the song. How many of you have been sitting on your couch, either recently or in the past, and something's happened, something's bugged you, something's going to happen, you have to deal with something, an unexpected event that you have to go to, and you're sitting on your couch and you're stuck in your head thinking about whatever this event or thing or situation or an experience you had. And you keep processing it over and over and thinking in your head, how will I handle it? How could I have handled it differently? How am I going to talk to this person? What am I going to do? And this thought process just keeps repeat. It's on repeat, 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 repeat. And before you know it, when you kind of come back to yourself sitting on the couch, a lot of time has gone by. It's because you were stuck inside your effing head. We all get stuck inside our heads. There is nobody who's immune to that. And you cannot tell me that you have never been stuck inside your head. As a matter of fact, for me personally, when I was younger, it was worse. And that's probably because I was growing and developing and, you know, we're always evolving. But there was a certain point in my life where I still felt like a kid. I mean, I still always do in my head, but I still hadn't evolved enough to really embrace myself as an adult. And in those times, there'd be a lot of ruminating. There'd be a lot of overthinking and getting stuck inside my head. And so we all get stuck and we all sit on that couch. We all process over and over. And sometimes it can have a detriment to your mental health and your physical health. And so it's just not this haphazard thing. It can be something that can impact you greatly in your life. So I ask you again, are you kind to your mind? Did you hear what I just said? Are you kind to your mind? What does that make you think of? Where does that take you in your thought process when I ask you that? I recently became a brand ambassador for this company called Own Your Stigma. And I have a hat that says, be kind to your mind. And that really got me thinking along this process of being stuck inside your effing head and being kind to your mind. The mind is an organ. And like any other organ in our body, if we overwork it, it doesn't work as efficiently. It can have glitches. Your thought process might not be as clear, maybe overexhausted. We know how we're not at our 100% when we don't get a good night's rest. So imagine if you're awake and your brain is constantly in this mode of overthinking this one particular thing. It takes its toll. And it can have an impact on your daily life. Are you kind to your mind? How do we break this habit of getting caught in these situations where these obsessive thoughts take control, pretty much, and we're not functioning the way we should be in life? How can you break this unproductive habit? And it's really not an easy question for me to answer. Number one, we're all individuals. Number two, I don't know what the situation is. And number three, we all cope differently. As a therapist, I'm always observing. It's just part of my nature. It's part of the reason why I became a therapist. Being an observer helps me understand my clients and the situations. And that's okay when I process what I'm observing, if it stays in my mind for a short amount of time. I process it, I move on. Maybe I compartmentalize it to use it at a later date with that client. Maybe it's something I talk about on my podcast. I compartmentalize it. But if I keep it there in my brain, in the forefront of my brain, and I keep thinking and thinking, my brain gets tired. And then it becomes an obsessive thought. And when we do these short stints of processing, it's what we do as humans. It's how we problem solve, right? We have a situation, an occurrence, something. Something went on. Something is occupying our mind. And we work on it in our mind, in those quiet moments, by problem solving. It's when it gets stuck. It gets stuck in that pause, and it's just there, and it's constantly in the back of your mind. Everything that you're doing and saying and interacting with people, this thought is there. And this is where the breakdown begins. As we dive deeper into this today, let me just talk about some areas that it can affect so we can move on into this topic and how we're going to cope, and we're going to find some new innovative ways to deal with this. So getting stuck in your head, not being kind to your mind, will cause stress, disorganization, depression, dysfunctional relationships, unfinished tasks, obsessive behaviors and thoughts, like we talked about. You're not able to focus. You're just totally unproductive. You may lose a job, and you may even have some health problems because of it. Because we all know what prolonged stress and anxiety can do. It can raise our blood pressure. It can do a lot of things to our body physically. So these are the consequences of getting stuck inside your effing head, as Lewis Capaldi says. Now, music is unique. When you listen to a song, like the song I mentioned previously, when you hear the lyrics and the performer singing the song, this is a way for this artist to get their feelings out. Even the song I talked about by Lewis Capaldi, he's getting out this process that he gets stuck and these thoughts that ruminate and stay inside of him. And I think that's a really big reason why not only does music stimulate our brains in different ways, but why you get attracted to certain artists because of their lyrics, and you feel like you can relate to them because you can feel their passion, their emotions, their sadness, their happiness, their frustrations, their anger in these lyrics and in the music, the way they sing it. And if you are an artist, what a great way to get out being stuck in your head, to getting it on paper, to singing it, to drawing it, to building it, There's so many ways to get out of our heads and to be kind to our minds. You know, by doing this, the artist who writes about something that's going on in their life, they're being kind to their mind because they're not keeping it bottled up inside and not hearing how other people react or understand or their opinions on it. And once it's released, it's a process, it's an evolution, it's cathartic. So if you have any types of musical ability, great way to be kind to your mind and to get stuck out of your head. So we all know, I've mentioned his name a few times, the famous singer. And I don't know, I guess I'm in, maybe I just listened to his music, I don't know. But his other song, The Ancient Art of Effing Up. The title and the lyrics are a pure example of not being kind to your mind. But in the same breath as he's saying this, that he's the ancient art of effing up, he's writing about it and he's singing about it. So there's a great power in writing your feelings and singing your feelings and poetry and journaling and books. I know you've heard that a million times, but have you really ever done it? Probably not. A small percentage of you might say yes. Maybe just this time, to be kind to your mind, you might just act on it. There's a lot of negative things about social media. We hear about it all the time. I know you've heard about it, the effects, the negativity, the ads, all that, and I've done podcasts on it. But social media is not all bad, because social media is another way to get unstuck, to not sit with those thoughts, to be kind to your mind. I mean, some of these TikToks and Instagram posts that go viral are when someone is talking about how they feel or something they're going through. You see people with illnesses who are sharing their experiences. And for some of you, you may scroll by because it's too sad. But for others, they may know somebody going through the same thing or going through the same thing themselves. And so this person who makes this social media post is not being stuck in their head. They're trying to be kind to their mind by using this platform to express themselves. And then the added bonus, obviously, is if they impact others and they get a lot of hits, and what social media does, we all know. But think about it. There are positive aspects to using social media. I mean, I use it. I get my message out through this microphone and the computer and the room that I'm in. And sometimes I use it because I've gone through something. And I know that by me sharing it, there's somebody out there who's experienced it too. And maybe they're a little stuck. And maybe by hearing my story, they get unstuck. Or we give them ideas. You know, you may be self-sabotaging yourself and beating yourself up emotionally in your head about things you've done. And you can stay there. You can stay stuck in that. Or you can learn ways to be kind to your mind. Now, sometimes we will witness or see a post that the person who's on that camera seems like they're in trouble. Report it. Don't let it go by. Report it and see if there's any way that they can be reached out to through different means, depending on what you feel that they're in crisis for. You personally can't be with them, but you can report it. So don't let those just go by either, because that person may be screaming out for help. And the only place that they feel that they can do it is on social media. I've been in situations where I've heard things on social media of people that I actually know. And I've had to either talk to or report it for their own safety. And so always keep that in mind, that sometimes the self-expression can be a cry out for help. So we know there's like the old traditional ways of expressing ourselves and getting out of our heads. And well, I could repeat those over and over again, and you'll listen and you may pause me and walk away and say, I already know this shit already. So for me, with my therapist hat on, I try to think of unconventional ways that we can get unstuck and that we can heal and pamper and nurture our mind and be kind to our minds. And there are unconventional ways that you may not even realize. One of them is your car. I mean, how many times have you seen bumper stickers or those window decals that say something? I mean, a lot of times it's supporting your favorite college football team or telling us how many people you have in your family. Sometimes it's political messages. Sometimes it's about a happy face or a peace sign. It sends a message. It's a message that you send to whoever looks at your bumper or your car window without them ever talking to you, without you ever talking to them. It's an unconventional way of expressing yourself. And so I mentioned earlier that I become a brand ambassador for this company called Own Your Stigma. And Own Your Stigma is about, it's okay to have mental health issues. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to admit that you have difficulties, to own it. And their apparel all has a message. And so I went on a vacation and I purchased some of the products as their brand ambassador and post pictures. You can go to my Instagram and you can see some of those and my Facebook and my TikTok. And if you look at a recent TikTok that I just did, I talked about my tattoo experience, that I just got my first tattoo. And while I'm talking about this and showing the video of me getting a tattoo and kind of for people who have never gotten one or people who just like to watch it, and while I'm doing this whole 4 minute and so many seconds video, I have a hat on. And the hat says, be kind to your mind. And I don't ever have to point to it, which I do, because I want to talk about the company and encouraging people to buy their products, etc. But if I never pointed to it, I was, besides what was coming out of my mouth about this experience that I had, I was giving another message, be kind to your mind. And so this is the new unconventional way that I'm expressing myself. And I want to share a little bit of the immediate impact that I experienced wearing this apparel. So I was wearing this cap and I was sitting in this area and there was a man smoking a pipe. And he literally got up from his chair to come over to me to interrupt his whatever it is. I'm not a smoker, but whatever he gets from his pipe smoking experience. Does smell kind of good, but whatever his experience is, he said, he pointed to my hat and he said, you're right. We need to be kind to our minds. We're not kind to our minds often enough. And he walked away. I thanked him. And gosh, I felt so empowered. I felt empowered because I'm sending a message out of opening my mouth to be kind to your mind. And it just showed me the power that companies have when they have a brand that expresses things, that makes us think, that sends a message to everybody who looks at us without us ever having to speak a word. And in this same vacation, ironically, I get on an elevator, stop to the next floor. A man and his wife get on the elevator. I look at his shirt. It says, in capital letters, "No hate." So I say to him, "I love your shirt. What a great message." And we start a dialogue about how much there's so much hate in today's society and how we don't respect other people's opposing opinions and how we should work on being able to talk about our differences in a calm, peaceful way and not to hate the opposing positions. And I thanked him for wearing the shirt and he said, "Gotta spread the message." He didn't even have to open his mouth. I didn't have to communicate with him for his message to be spread. And imagine everybody else on that vacation that day, seeing him wear the shirt. Made him think, made those people think, even if it was for a split second, no hate. So I want you to start to think, excuse me, how are you going to be kind to your mind? How are you going to express yourself in a new, unconventional way? Even if you wear a shirt, which I've seen, I effed up, at least you're expressing it. I don't care for when people have that kind of word on their shirt, but that's your deal. But it's a way of self-expression. Let me tell you about the two other pieces of apparel that I've purchased so far from this company. One I wore while I was getting my first tattoo, which was a whole emotional, physical, spiritual experience for me, which you can listen to episode number 149 about it. And I wore a shirt that said "Self-care, badass," because that was a monumental experience for me. And I knew by getting this tattoo, it was going to change my world. And it was a way of self-care. And so wearing this shirt, I never said anything about the shirt, but as I'm getting a tattoo and people see "self-care badass," what a message I'm sending. No matter what all those people are going through, maybe they're going through something. Maybe I made them think. Maybe they'll do something monumental to nurture themselves for self-care. Now, my favorite one that I wear says, "Coffee, dogs, and mental health." And when I wear that shirt, for me, forget about the message that I'm sending to others. For me, when I wear it, I know that if I have coffee, my dog, and I'm taking care of my mental health, I have those three components in a day, I'm good. Just wearing that shirt makes me feel good. It reminds me to make sure I have those three things incorporated in my day to be kind to my mind. And just like that cap, when I wear it, not does it only affect others who see it and read it, but it affects me too. It's a reminder for me to be kind to my mind. Now, you may not be somebody who wants to wear apparel that says something on it. And I get it. Obviously, I'm a little out there. I do a podcast. But find your own conventional way. I always am going to make you work. You know that if you've been listening to me or you read my blogs. Because nothing in life comes easy. And monumental changes in our lives and ourselves doesn't come without moving forward and doing things and going through the hard times. So I'm going to make you think of you yourself. What's an unconventional way for you to get those thoughts that are stuck in your head, that are impacting your life and your mental health and your physical health? What's an unconventional, healthy way that you're going to utilize to help yourself? And in turn, you might be helping others. I can't give you the answers. I've given you some examples, something that I'm doing that's unconventional. But I had to go through a process to get there. And you may have to go through a process, and you may have to do a little research work for yourself. But even the research work is being kind to your mind, because you're working on making changes to create a healthy tapestry inside your brain so that it's uncluttered with all those obsessive thoughts, and that you process and you problem solve and you work on it and you move through it and you move on. I really want to mention this one sweatshirt that you've probably, a lot of you have seen. It's on Etsy, it's on social media, it kind of has blown up a little bit. And well, let me read it to you and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So imagine you're standing in line somewhere, right? And you're fidgeting and you're waiting. And then you look at the person in front of you. And on the back of their sweatshirt, it says, "Dear person behind me, the world is a better place with you in it. Love the person in front of you." I gotta read that again. "Dear person behind me, the world is a better place with you in it. Love the person in front of you." You know, by wearing that shirt, who knows how the people behind them are being impacted? You may never even, if you're wearing that sweatshirt, you may never even see the person behind you. And yet your message walks out of that store with them and makes an impact for them. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're having a hard time. Maybe you're wearing it because you're struggling and you're having a hard time and you need to be reminded. It doesn't take a lot to reach out to people that we see are struggling. Don't look at it as a burden or that it's, ugh, I don't have time for it. Sometimes it's those little messages, that hug, that phone call, that sweet text that helps somebody who might really be going through it. And you know, by you helping them, you're being kind to your mind, because giving to others is another great way to be kind to your mind. Getting out of your head and going and doing. So now your work's cut out for you. I know you get stuck sometimes. We all do. And maybe you currently are stuck. What are you going to do unconventionally to help you move forward, to cope, to problem solve, to pamper yourself, to nurture yourself, to give your good old brain a rest? That organ needs to have its rest after it works really hard. And if you don't rest it, there's consequences to that. And maybe you have experienced those consequences. It doesn't mean you can't change it. So you've got a goal for yourself. Figure out, how are you going to be kind to your mind? Thank you so much for joining me at Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Remember, positive thoughts always create positive energy. Go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world. It's getting warmer everywhere. Go out and enjoy the flowers blooming, the sun on your face, and the cool breeze. And until next time, my friends, ciao.